password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Trapper John, M.D., Janice Faye, and Richard Klein. And the star of Super Password, Bert Convy.
Hello there. Nice to see you. Come sit down, my dear. Come on, Richard. There you are. Oh, perfect. I thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. And welcome to Super Password. Boy, it is super is the proper word, I must say. Super Password, because, and we all know why, don't we? We cannot give away this endgame over here. We've been trying desperately to give away money for almost 2 weeks now. It is now up to $55,000 over there at the end.
I just found out.
What?
I talked to Bobby Sherman backstage. If we win the $55,000, either Janice or I, we get 10% of...
Oh, really? What's today's date?
I don't think that's quite true. Did you have...
And then it must be April Fool's.
It probably is April Fool's, yes, as a matter of fact.
See, plus it's April 1st. Where's it? April 1st. And... All right.
Thanks, Richard. Thank you. Yes, we got it. Unfortunately, we did. Yes.
In other words, we still get scale. Okay.
Anyway, right. your money stays the same. It's Carl and Marjorie who are going to win the money if they
hope so.
Yeah, so one of them is going to possibly win $55,000 today. Do you have anything you'd like to add before we get to that, Janice? Anything at all?
No. I hope we win.
Yeah, I hope somebody does. Well, we'll find out. Here we go. Let's bring him on. Come on, Carl and Marjorie. Let's get to it. Quick. Sit yourself down, Carl.
Good.
Hi, Marjorie.
Hello.
Okay, now, Marjorie, you just got here. Carl is our current champion. We'll let you tell us about yourself, please.
Well, I'm still Marjorie Koster.
Oh, good.
Still waiting tables. I mentioned yesterday I sew, so I went home and put together a quick outfit
Whipped
for today.
Whipped that up, did you?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. That's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's move over to Carl. Carl has $3,000 so far, which is not too shabby.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
But she needs to say it. She actually made that.
Yes, you made that outfit.
She sewed it.
Yes, well, it's beautiful. Yes, very impressive. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, well, I was really impressed with that fact as we were... Anyway.
But be careful. I think he's doing a little mind game on you here.
No.
He's getting you relaxed and easy, you know. All right, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, my name's Carl Mueller. I'm from back east. And
how far east? Like West
Washington,
Germany?
D.C. Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Yeah, West Germany, actually. I've lived in West Germany. I'm half German. Grew up in Munich.
Uh-huh.
And then around about, my father was with Boeing.
Uh-huh. Sprechen Sie?
Yeah. Yeah, ich spreche. But that's not good, because sometimes I get the German synonym for a word, if I'm giving clues and stuff, and somebody says, so we shouldn't even talk about it.
Well, you probably could use it
if
it's a widely used phrase, you can use it. I don't know what it would be, unless it would be Dummkopf or something like that.
I know what that is.
Sauerkraut.
All right, here we go, gang. This is it. We're at the beginning of a game, $100 puzzle, playing for $55,000. Janice and Richard giving the clues, and off we go, first word, and show the folks at home what it is. Lots of excitement, lots of tension. Richard, please.
Dewy.
Moist.
All right, Janice?
Water.
Mist.
Richard?
Moist.
Wet.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, very nice.
Lovely.
We just keep saying moist until we get it. Okay, on the board we have wet. What could that be, Marjorie?
Niagara Falls.
Definitely fits. Is it Niagara Falls? Okay. Next word, please. Wet. Okay. All right, Richard, continue.
Perspiration.
Please.
Sweat.
Yes, that'll do it. Very nice. Wet. We have wet sweat. Marjorie.
Huh. The Jane Fonda workout.
Okay. Is it the Jane Fonda workout? Definitely qualifies. I don't know the other kind of sweat besides wet. Is there? Here we go. Next word, please. Richard.
Hop.
Skip.
Okay, Janice, chance to get in here.
Hop.
Jump.
Yes. That's the way. Wet, sweat, and jump, Carl.
Is it aerobics?
Is it aerobics?
I thought that would be
Is it aerobics?
Say it in German.
I thought maybe it was Ist ein Wustein aerobics. How would you say, is it aerobics in German?
They do aerobics in Germany, and they call it aerobics in Germany.
Then I wasn't too far wrong. Yes, it's aerobics. Yeah. Okay, next word, please. Okay. Is it the Fledermaus? All right, Janice, you're up, please.
Uh-oh.
Richard.
Oh, gosh.
Float.
Swim.
Yeah. Yes. You've given up. You've gone. Very good, Marjorie.
I couldn't think of anything. Wasn't that a hard one?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. Wet, sweat, jump, and swim, Marjorie.
Is it a diver?
Is it a diver? Okay. Next word, please. Have an idea?
Mm-hmm.
Carl thinks he knows. All right, Richard?
Garments.
Clothes.
Yes. Okay. Wet, sweat, jump, swim, and clothes. Marjorie?
Then it should be bathing suit.
Is it a bathing suit? Richard?
What? Do you mean it's not a bathing suit?
Do you have a guess, sir?
Wet, sweat, jump, swim, clothes. Is it...
All right, Carl, it's your turn.
Is it a suit?
Is it a suit? Wetsuit, sweatsuit, jumpsuit, swimsuit, and clothes. Yes. That's right. Boy, some of those are hard when it's that common denominator one. That's the one that always throws me. Okay, that's $100 for Carl. We'll break away for commercial. Come right back playing for $55,000 shortly. Whoa.
I can't believe that. That's never happened in the show.
Really?
No.
See all that?
Nope.
Okay, we're back. Here we are, $200 puzzle coming your way, and the cash word is worth $4,000. Think about it, we have $55,000 in the end game and a $4,000 cash word. We have $59,000 up for grabs right now, gang. Okay? Somebody can get rich right here. All right, Carl and Marjorie, you're giving the clues. Here comes the first word of the $200 puzzle. Marjorie, please.
Feeling.
Sensation.
Okay, Carl.
Intense.
Emotional.
Oh my God.
Soap opera.
Go ahead, Marjorie.
Soap opera.
Go ahead, Marjorie.
Lustful.
Sensuous.
Fourth and final clue. Oh.
Fruit.
Apple.
No.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Passion.
Yes, passionate was the word. Nobody guesses. We'll put
it
on the board.
I had it.
You almost had it. All right, next word, please. Here we go. Oh, yes. Marjorie.
Street.
Broadway.
Yes, good clue. Very good. Passionate Broadway, Richard.
Passionate Broadway.
Yes, sir.
Is it theater?
Is it the theater? No, it's not. The next word, please. Okay, Marjorie.
Weep.
Cry.
Yes, excellent. Very simple. Very good. Passionate Broadway and cry, Richard.
Passionate Broadway, cry. Is it a drama?
Is it drama? No, that's a very good guess. Okay, this has got to be the one that gives it to us. Here we go. Next word, please. Show the folks at home what it is. Aha! Marjorie. Well, wait a minute now. We can use whatever the word was going to be, can we not? Because she started as the buzzer came in. She had started before the buzzer. Is that a word you had there, Marjorie? What was that word?
Evita.
Is it Argentina?
She had started the word, correct? So we're real clear. You had started to do that. The buzzer came in and you stopped. And you have a right to finish that word. Okay. Passionate Broadway cry. Argentina. Richard.
Is it Evita?
Is it Evita? Yes, it is. In the musical. Okay. That's $200 for Marjorie, $100 for Carl at this point. There is the magic sound we all love for the cash word. Magic toaster is what I meant to say. Yes. Push it down, take a look at it if you will. Show the folks at home what it is, because the cash word is worth $4,000. Okay? There it is. All right, gang, here we go. You have three clues, as you know, to give. Richard, three chances, and we're ready for clue number one, and there's the word, sir.
Courtroom.
Judge.
All right, clue number two.
Officer.
Bailiff.
That's it. Whoa! Nice going. Hand that to your partner, would you, sir? No. Over there, of course. Whoa!
Nice shot.
That was great. Very good clues. Courtroom officer is perfect, but nevertheless, not an easy word, I must say. All right, the next time the cash will be worth $1,000 with our score, $200 for Marjorie and $100 for Carl, we will change partners and break away for a commercial message, and then we'll come back and see who's going to play for $55,000. Come on, Marjorie. Leave her alone. Leave that girl alone. She's got to change partners.
That's a weird word. I had no chance.
Well, it's a perfect clue. Courtroom. Okay, here we go. The tension definitely mounts. This is the $300 puzzle. Marjorie's leading $200 to $100 for Carl. And we're playing, as I've said, an awful lot, ad nauseum perhaps, but it is exciting because it's the most money we've ever had to offer at that end game. It's for $55,000. And if you're ready, Janice and Richard, given the clues. Here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. Richard, please.
British.
English.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Thank you. English on the board, Carl.
Is it a muffin?
Is it a muffin? No, it's not a muffin. Next word, please. Wait a minute, I sound like a parrot. Here we go. Next word, if you don't mind, please. There it is. Richard?
Amos?
Otis.
Oh, my 1986, eh, gang? Isn't that interesting? That's really interesting. All right, Janice, we can't tell you why, but it is.
Amos.
Andy.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Here we go. For the game, we have English and Andy. For the game, Marjorie?
That I don't know.
Okay. Do you have an idea, Janice? Oh, you looked at me. I thought maybe you had something in there.
No, not yet.
Okay. Next word, please. Okay. Janice, please.
Arrows. Bows.
Okay. Richard?
Barroom.
Darts.
Yes. Very good. Good clue. Way to go. English. Andy. And darts for the... No, it's not for the game. You need this one to stick around, as a matter of fact, Carl.
Is it that cartoon? Cap. Andy Cap.
Is it Cap? Andy Cap.
No. Doesn't he play darts?
I don't know. All right, next word, please.
Yeah.
Too bad he didn't. Richard.
Lager.
Axeman.
Didn't you say it? I did, but we won't discuss it because we could be in trouble.
Beer. Ale.
Yes. Who said lager? Yep. Okay. English, Andy, darts, and ale for the game, Marjorie.
Would it be a pub?
Would it be a pub? Yes, it is. There it is. Bar, you didn't need.
I don't care.
You said larger. You said the word clearly. No question about it. My congratulations to Marjorie. We have to say goodbye to Carl. And I'm sorry, Carl, you didn't win the big one, but you did win $3,100, which
That's
is not
good.
Too bad either.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thanks
for meeting you.
Good luck.
We're going to come back in just a moment and go over there. Marjorie and Janice are going to go for $55,000. Don't go away. See you in a minute. All good. Okay, here we go. This is the big one.
I me too. I keep thinking of Red Fox. Oh, it's the big one. This is the big one. Here we are. Your first time over here, right, Marjorie? Okay. You now have $4,500. You have $4,500 okay already because of the cash word. But now I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with L and continuing through U. L through U. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100, as you know. If you get all 10 right, I'll give you $55,000. Okay? Okay. 60 seconds, Janice. You know that. And let's take a look at your first word. Don't say anything yet. There it is on the board. Okay. Here we go. Nice deep breath. Good luck, Marjorie. Ready and go.
Train. Locomotive.
M.
Aggie.
Maggie.
Round. Game.
Merry-go-round.
Pass.
N.
Ark.
Noah's.
O.
Bird.
Ostrich.
P.
Comic.
Popeye.
Q.
Stone.
Quartz.
R.
Run.
Race.
S.
Chair.
Seat.
T.
Can.
Tin.
U.
Metal.
Uranium.
M.
Marionette.
Round. Kid. Game. Street. Shoot.
Marbles.
Yes! I tell you, I got a heart attack on that one, huh?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, you had 3 seconds left. Not only that, but when you said Aggie, I thought, and had passed because I saw nothing happen in your face. I knew you didn't know that, and I didn't think it was going to happen. I really didn't. You
said, I never shot marbles.
Well, now you're going to, now Marjorie can go out and buy a bag of Aggies.
Oh,
that's round,
brilliant.
Shoot, game. Oh, oh boy.
Great.
You. I'm well, what can I tell you? You did it. You did it. You had 3 seconds left, but you did it. You now have a grand total of $59,500. Come on, we're going back. I want to recover. I don't want to keep playing. Okay. Gee, you asked me to come back here. We were hoping we'd have a little break there to recover a little bit. Marjorie, what are you going to do with that money? What are you going to do? What comes to mind first?
Paying off some serious bills.
Yeah.
Comes to mind first. Then, I don't know, probably maybe buy a house or something.
Yeah.
Save a little.
Yeah, buy a town or something like that. Would be a good thing to do, you know. Oh, congratulations. That's very exciting. Okay, we're going to continue playing. We have another gentleman coming in here. Tom, come on in, won't you please, and join us. Nice to meet you. Well, it could happen to you too, you know. So please tell us all about yourself.
My name is Tom Coleman. I'm a mortgage broker. I live in Lakewood, California with my wife and my 3-year-old son.
Okay, and your name is spelled T-H-O-M,
yes.
Right? Oh, I can see it there. It's written on all over your chest.
Right.
I came very close to saying, Thom, come on in here. I'm so pleased that I didn't. Well, welcome to you, and good luck, as I say, always. We'll break away, and then we'll
come back.
First, Janice and Richard giving the clues, and here comes the paper. Come on over your chest. I came very close to saying, Thom, come on in here. Right.
Carrera Marb,
Tell me now. Yeah.
We're still giving Janice clues for marble. Carrera is marble, absolutely. That would have been a wonderful clue, correct?
This is correct.
In Italy, that wonderful, it comes from Carrera. Who cares? You got the money. $59,500 is what Marjorie just won. Now, we don't have, we really don't have any time to do anything else except that Marjorie, you'll recover, go out tonight, get a good, well, you'll probably celebrate, and we'll see all of you tomorrow, I hope, right here. Thank you so much for watching us. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.